Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
We now turn to one of our neighbors to the north. Residents in Vermont are trying to wade through massive flooding in the wake of Irene. Washed out roads, downed power lines, and debris have left some people stranded and unable to connect with friends and loved ones. Vermont Public Radio's Susan Keyes reports from southern Vermont, where some of the worst damage occurred.
Newburgh Fire Station, Day speaking. You cannot get to South Newfay. No. You can get to Williamsville, but you cannot get across the covered bridge.
Dave Mora, the town of Newfane's emergency management director, has been at the firehouse fielding calls like this one since Irene struck early Sunday. Moore has been watching Vermont weather for 60 years, but this storm surprised him.
Really not ever experienced water that came up as quick as that did, with the savageness, I guess, of it all.
Moore has been hearing from some people who can't believe it isn't possible to reach their homes. But bridges are out all over town. Moore says he knows of at least 30 people who are stranded in their houses.
Almost every road that is tied into our major roads has a fair amount of damage, so we have a problem.
A woman stops by looking for the best way to get her daughter back from a Saturday night sleepover in a nearby town.
What I'm trying to find out is if someone parked on the other side of that, if my daughter could walk, like, across that bridge on Depot Street.
I don't know.
No.
My understanding is not, because
Amber Downing says she had to climb down a ravine to get to her house from the ruined Dover Road in South Newfane. She's pretty sure the house is not structurally sound. A house near hers is sitting in the middle of the road, surrounded by a tangle of downed trees.
Somebody's car is in the trees by our house. It's really just devastating to look at. Like, you don't really fully understand until you walk up here and you see it.
Downing says she's looking for another place to live. With so many utility poles in the river, she says it's going to be a while before the lights and water come back on. Dave Moore says she's probably right. He says the power companies need roads before they can replace poles and wires. There's a lot of work ahead, and it's going to take time. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Susan Keese in Newfane, Vermont.